We're going to start the halachas of Bedikas Chametz. Before we start the halachas of Bedikas Chametz, we need to clarify exactly what mitzvahs are we dealing with when we're talking about the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. So we know that the Torah has two loisa says in regards to the issur of having chametz on Pesach. One of them is bal yira'eh, lo yira'eh lecha chametz. And in the Lashon of Chazal, the word lo, the word baal, can mean the same thing as lo. And by yomotzei, b'lo yomotzei b'vateichem. So the Torah says in Isser, by yirah, by yomotzei, if a person has chametz in his possession over Pesach, he has two isurim deraisa. Beyond that, there's a mitzvah that say deraisa, ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, so'or b'vateichem. Chazal say the word so'or is lav dafka. So'or means chametz as well. So a person has a mitzvah that say to be mashbis the chametz. So this is a unique isur, one of isur achila, besides just the isur of eating chametz. There's an isur of actually possessing chametz as well. Midaraisa, we have actually three options of how to fulfill this idea of getting rid of chametz. One can sell the chametz to a goy before Pesach. By doing so, the person does not own it, and the pasuk says, "Below your lecha sor." It's only chametz which below Chazal darshan has to be yours to be prohibited. So mechiras chametz is an option which we could use. Mechiras chametz was introduced in practice much later, but in Medina the Gemara, we don't. The vast majority of cases, we do not deal with the case of mechira. There's a case of a Tosefta which talks about Mechira. But in the Gemara, the Gemara seems to talk about the two other possibilities. One of them is Bittul. That if a person, by nullifying the Chametz and saying that the Chametz is valueless to him, it's not significant to him, the Chazal understand that this is a fulfillment of Tashbisu, that you've made the Chametz worthless and of no significance and no value to you. It thereby becomes Hefker. So it's not yours, shenan over by yirah, by yimotzei, and you fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu by doing so, by doing this act of nullifying it in your mind. Another option is the process of actually physically destroying it, which is called bir chametz. But interestingly enough, Chazal said it's not enough to just do bir of the chametz that you know about, because the issur by yirah, by yimotzei applies to any chametz which potentially could be in your possession, and it's logical that it should be in your possession because we use the house for chametz all the whole year. So we must first search the house for chametz, and then chametz which we find we have to destroy. So bdik and bir really function as one unit, and that's the third way we can fulfill the mitzvah of the raisa of tashbisu and take care of our isser by yirah by yimotzei. Chazal required both. They do not want to rely on bittul alone, because we have a concern that a person, we have two concerns. One is that a person will, making a declaration about your attitude about something is a little bit shaky, because maybe you don't really mean it. And the main point is not what you say, but it's your attitude which is important. Do you relate to the chametz as of no value and of no consequence and no significance, and therefore thereby it will become hefker? But if you really want it, even if you say that you don't, that to you it's hefker ka'afr da'aro, you'd be over this about your rabbi yamotze. So we do not want to rely on bittul alone. Okay. A second reason we do not want to rely on bittul alone is because there's an issue of eating it, we don't really like having chametz in the person's possession that he might find and then come to inadvertently forget about the issur of Pesach and eat it. So just do bdik and beer. Why do we need bittul as well? So we do not want to rely. We do bdika and beer to destroy the chametz. So just do that. Why do we need bittul as well? We're afraid that the person didn't find everything. Okay, so what's the problem? So when he finds it on Pesach, he'll deal with it. We're afraid he might hesitate at that moment and decide that he really wants to keep it. So a person would find chametz of his on Pesach, having not done bittul before Pesach. You cannot do bittul on Pesach. So the only action you have at that point in time is to destroy it. A person will hesitate. He's going to be over the Isser by Rabbi Yamotze. If when a person finds it, immediately he destroys it, or even if he can't immediately destroy it, but his plan is to destroy it as soon as possible, even though he's keeping it in his possession until that time, he's not over the Isser, because he's maintaining it for the purpose of destruction. But if he decides at any moment that he wants to actually keep it, even if afterwards he changes his mind and agrees to destroy it, so during that time that he wants it to keep it, he'd be over the Isser D'oraisa. So by doing bittul beforehand, giving it a status that it's not yours, even if you find it on Pesach, you're not over the Isser by your Rabbi Motzei. So by doing a combination of bedika and beer on the one hand, and bittul on the other hand, we've covered all of the different scenarios, and we've now a person is protected from being over the Isser D'oraisa by your Rabbi and by your Motzei, and fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisu, Sor Mivotechem, to eradicate and destroy all of the chametz items that a person from his possession. Have a good day.